You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Today, Barack Obama will announce his nominee for Secretary of Education, and we're asking you to give the new secretary some help.
I'm a teacher myself. The way that the new Secretary of Education can be helpful is to start thinking about how we can measure kids' progress without suffocating them with standardized tests, Gantron sheets, and number two pencils.
What do you think a Secretary of Education needs to be concerned about on day one? What's the biggest problem your kids are facing in your school system? Give us a call with your thoughts at 877-8-MY-TAKE or MyTake at thetakeaway.org.
As that listener is alluding to, from the standpoint of teachers, the policy of the Bush administration, No Child Left Behind, is certainly on the minds of teachers all over the United States. Joining us now is Veronica Anderson, editor-in-chief of Catalyst Chicago, a magazine that reports on school reform. Veronica, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me.
Let me sketch out a couple of details here. It's expected later today that President-elect Barack Obama will name the seven-year reform-minded school chief of the Chicago Public Schools, Arne Duncan, to be education secretary. The news conference is going to be significant for where it's taking place, at the Dodge Renaissance Academy in Chicago. It's one of the schools that Duncan is credited for turning around. Veronica, what do you think the symbolic significance of, first of all, this nominee is in terms of his close relationship with Barack Obama, and in terms of the successes that Arne Duncan has had in the Chicago public school system?
Well, you're certainly right in that the location of this press conference is significant. It's being held at Dodge Elementary School, the prototype of these school turnarounds and what they've called here the Renaissance Schools Movement in Chicago. Dodge Elementary was a school that was not doing well at all, and the district, Arne Duncan, closed the school back in 2002. It was shut down for a year, and then it reopened under new management. An outside organization ran it both as a school and as a teacher training center. And since the school has reopened, the scores have gone up significantly.
Is that
symbolic in that regard?
Is that the only measure of the success of the school? Because I'm wondering if Barack Obama is trying to signal here that maybe No Child Left Behind is going to be modified in some way under his new administration, or if it's going to be continue with the program business as usual.
It certainly is not the only measure that the school is doing better. And as a matter of fact, if you look at some of the things that Arne Duncan has accomplished as CEO of schools in Chicago, they certainly have gone beyond just the two-dimensional look at test scores and whether they've gone up or down. In Chicago, he has done a lot to expand school choice. In fact, under that Renaissance 2010 program, Arne Duncan has opened 75 new schools, many of them in neighborhoods that have been identified as needing better options. He's also presided over what has become known as a fairly innovative turnaround strategy, where schools were closed down without displacing the children and then reopened within a few months with a new staff, a new academic program, and you've seen a lot of things get better, not just test scores, but the overall school climate, the safety, and communities and parents have been happy with what they've seen.
Veronica, it almost seems as if Arne Duncan is the quintessential Barack Obama nominee, in that this is a man who has really bridged the gap between the raging debate among those who call themselves reformers and those who represent more of the teachers' unions, in that they're wanting more resources. And he seems like someone who really has been able to take bits and pieces from both sides of the debate.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, there have been two schools of thought, as you've mentioned, and I'm sure both sides would call themselves reformers of sorts. But you've got one group that embraces the idea that what happens inside of classrooms is not enough, and that more resources need to be invested in tackling the effects of poverty and how that affects children. The other group believes that it's time to raise the bar of performance for teachers and principals yet again and get those folks to do more. During his seven-year tenure in Chicago, Arne Duncan has certainly dabbled on both sides. I mean, you've seen him implement a pretty expansive after-school program, which paves the way for children in Chicago. Chicago has a very short school day. It paves the way for more learning opportunities for those children. And then on the other side, you've seen bonus pay programs for star teachers, star principals, and administrators. Duncan is sometimes criticized for not having a classroom experience and for, you know, just doing Mayor Daley's bidding. But certainly, President-elect Obama has a defined vision for improving public schools, and Arne Duncan has shown in Chicago he can execute his boss's vision.
Well, quickly then, I mean, the federal government has a kind of a troubled role in the broad national school picture in that it only really supports about 14% of the resources. In a situation where we are having this economic downturn and the schools do need more resources, is the federal government going to be able to come up with the resources that schools need, or is Arne Duncan someone who has a reputation in Chicago of doing more with less?
Well, that's certainly a very good question, because Chicago has dealt with its share of a fairly strapped financial climate for a number of years. In fact, Arne Duncan and others at the school board go downstate every year to Springfield asking for more money, and there's been a fairly long battle here to get some sort of reform.
So he's got experience in those kinds of battles. I guess the two of them met, Arne Duncan and Barack Obama, in the 90s playing pickup basketball games. I guess we're going to find out if he's an outside shooter or somebody who works inside the paint. Veronica, thanks so much for joining us.
Okay, thank you for having me.
Veronica Anderson is editor-in-chief of Catalyst Chicago, a school reform magazine, talking about Arne Duncan, who's expected to be nominated for Secretary of Education.